friends Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. Let's talk about what it's like to be in Florida. I hope that you watched my other video, which is titled, Am I Still in California? And I'll give you the punchline. Yes, I'm part-time in California, part-time in Florida. And I hope that you will watch that video because I go into a great deal of detail about everything that's been going on. And I'm not going to repeat that in this one, but I am going to tell you some of the most impactful things that occurred to me and what I experienced. And then I would like to hear from you as well. I'm going to share some of your comments from that previous video about whether you left your home state, if you've moved somewhere else, if you're staying put, and why. I find that fascinating. So thank you everyone for sharing. And I'm going to share, speaking of that, the message from the sponsor of our show. And today we have healthwithpeggy.com. Grateful to the sponsors. These are products that I use, that I enjoy, and that I hope you will check out as well. Countless Americans are going to waste time, energy, and money trying to find a way to find that fountain of youth, to reduce their wrinkles, to look better. But they are failing because they miss the real problem, and that is a decrease in their natural collagen reserves. So many of you have been asking me about collagen. Do I use it? What do I think about it? What is it good for? So let me explain. Scientists found that after the age of 20, your body produces about 12% less collagen each decade. If you experience an excess of sagging skin or wrinkles, you know, commensurate with your age, you may be collagen deficient. Plus, knowing you should supplement with collagen isn't enough. You have to have the right types of collagen that are high quality source to have the best chances of reducing the appearance of aging. And this is what I recommend. It's an amazing new collagen. It's a special mixture and it revitalizes and will help rejuvenate the skin. Unlike typical collagen supplements that are found on store shelves, this one is a highly effective product because it combines the top five critically important types of collagen for your skin health. It's formulated to help reduce the visible signs of aging, reduce wrinkles, promote a youthful glow, and promote elasticity and skin hydration. So if you want to do your skin a favor, try this. You can get it today while it's 51% off. Actually, yes, 51% off. I think that's fantastic. And you go to healthwithpeggy.com. And if you order today, you'll get free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life. I think that's amazing. Also, a free new ebook titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin. And you get a 60-day satisfaction guarantee and free shipping. So you can't go wrong. Check it out. I'll have a link for you in the description box below. Healthwithpeggy.com. Friends, I love hearing from you. And there were so many great comments on my YouTube video, which was titled, Am I Still in California? And I just gave you a very detailed bit of information about what I have been doing lately. And the shorter version is that I am part-time in Florida, part-time in California, taking a break from the crime, from the corruption, from the chem clouds, from the communism, oppression, tyranny, danger, anxiety, all of those things that seem to be very present in California. Did I miss anything there? Well, you have so many great comments. I wanted to just offer a couple, and then I'm going to share with you some of my experiences in Florida because you've been asking about that. So we've got a viewer here that says, staying in New York City, it's my home and I'm not handing over my city. The Berliners who survived the bombing dug themselves out and picked up a shovel. New York needs us. We cannot abandon her. That is so encouraging to hear. And I know there are probably plenty of New Yorkers who feel the same way. Here is another one. Gazelle says, still in Southern California for now, this is where I belong. Born and raised, my job of 27 years is here and I love my state, the weather, the mountains, the beach, the desert, etc. So far staying here, fighting the good fight. I can always leave later if things get worse. Okay. And another viewer says, I live in Northern California. Our sheriffs and officials are not in line with what's happening in other parts of the state. We have no issues here, but we do roll up the sidewalks at about 9 p.m. most nights. Okay. Let's see. Someone else writes, I'm still in California only because God has not called me out of here. I think he is keeping some of us here to fight the good fight. And there's Nancy says, I agree. That's why I'm here. Karen says, we are the light in this darkness. I think that is amazing. And I agree. Here's another viewer said, we left California during the oppressive hogwash on an RV trip all around the country in the hopes of finding a new home. We went to 33 states, but we didn't find a new home. Despite the California insanity, no other place felt like home. Many states are very ugly. Oh my gosh, I have not found that to be the case. Have horrible weather or bugs, tornadoes, hurricanes, culture shock, low wages, high crime. I met wonderful people along the way, but California is my home. This viewer writes, everyone I know who moved away eventually misses it, and many are coming back. I'm still hoping it will turn around. Another viewer says, my parents took us kids and left California, and that was back in the 60s. They saw the writing on the wall way back then. Another viewer writes, I moved out of California in 06. I don't miss it. I was raised there, but I wouldn't be caught dead there now. It's a beautiful state, if not for the culture that pervades it. Someone else writes, we're in Georgia now because we can't afford California. I only miss my friends and family and having things close by to do. We moved to a rural area because we know that when things hit the fan, you don't want to be in a big city. My older son moved to Florida, so we moved closer to him so we can see him more. My only regret is that it's so far from home. I'll live anywhere as long as I have my kids nearby. We couldn't afford to be in Florida, but I'm glad I can be in a safe place for now to go to when there are hurricanes. All right, let me read one more. And I hope that you will go back if you're interested, because these comments are so great. I love my healthy Americans. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Repeat after me. I have the best audience on YouTube. You're supportive, you're smart, you're sophisticated, and you're a little snarky from time to time, as am I. Someone writes, we left California in October of 2021, moved to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I miss my home of 53 years, this viewer writes. I was born and raised in California, and I'm a California girl through and through. We lived in La Crescenta during the COVID, and it destroyed our small community and our state during this time. We are political refugees. I tell people, don't judge that we escaped it, she writes. It was sad. I felt like I lost everything that I loved. My friends, my family, Mexican food. Oh, I can agree with you there. My favorite beaches, my foothill mountains, the dry climate and rugged and varying terrain, the quality food, restaurants, etc. But what I don't miss, she writes, is ridiculous mortgage payments, utility payments, hearing about the smash and grabs, high fuel cost, and crazy gruesome. Getting used to our new world now. I met a great group of people at church. I went to Washington, D.C. this weekend for an all-day call to prayer. We touted Richmond, Virginia, and had so much fun. Learning my way around. We toured Richmond, Virginia, and I had so much fun learning my way around this place. I'm glad my family is with me. And I really love that comment. I want to comment on that comment. And then someone said, someone wrote, Peggy should run for governor of California. It would be great having some common sense and strong values with her as a leader. I really appreciate that comment. I was interested in politics from a very early age. I was interested in just society and how communities functioned. And I always was a person that kind of saw things in black and white, like right and wrong. And I was wondering why some of these laws were outrageous and I wanted to change them. So I always was a person really for the underdog. I thought I wanted to be an attorney, and I got my bachelor's degree in political science. Kind of interesting. I went on to grad school. I didn't go to law school, but I did go on for a degree in international policy because I thought I'd have the answers to fix the world. Sometimes I still think I do. That's just a little humor here, friends, but nobody wants to really follow my advice. So I really appreciate that, but I'm not interested in politics. I actually don't care for the backstabbing, the two-faced approach. I am in favor of diplomacy, meaning figuring out a way to get things done. But politics is not for me. I actually feel I can be more effective as an educator. That's what I am. And I'm an encourager. I love to inspire and elevate and uplift. And just, I'm an optimistic person and I am full of determination as well. So I did want to read maybe just this last one. She writes, I was born and raised in Northern California. I'm now living in Texas. The heat is pretty brutal. I do miss the weather in California. I like the affordability and freedom here. However, I would not visit the hospitals here or anywhere. Oh my gosh. Erica says we moved 2 years ago from San Francisco Bay, which is bringing back the suffocation devices, to Texas. She said, I did it for my young boys. I miss California and my family and friends so much. The heat here in Texas is terrible. However, I'm grateful for the freedom we have in this conservative area. I know this demonic agenda is slowly but surely spreading, but my heart will always be in California. I never thought we would actually leave. Wow. I can just really resonate with so many of these comments, and I'm so grateful. You can leave a comment here for me as well. And I am blessed that we have the ability to be part-time in each place. This is something that my husband and I prayed about for a long, long time, really since 2020. And I was not born in California. I almost was. I came as a babe in arms from the Midwest, but basically I feel I call myself a lifelong Californian because I am. And I can really relate to what people wrote about being a California girl through and through. You know, California is in my blood. I love the state. I have driven the length of the state many times. Well, a few times I was a passenger with my parents when I was a child. We drove all over, camped all over California. I mean, top to bottom, east to west, mountains to deserts. California is incredible related to the topography, the diversity in just the land itself. California feeds most of the country. It is the number one producer in so many things in terms of nuts. And yes, I know we talk about the fruits and nuts from California, but it's true. I actually have a great amount of civic pride in the state itself. And when I traveled over the hogwash years, the cootie years, when everything was shut down, we drove to Sacramento. I spoke at different events all around California, as far south as almost to the border of Mexico and as far north. I really didn't go any further north than Sacramento area, but I've met people from all over the state. Many people came from other states to come to our beach church in California, which is now on hiatus. But the fact is, I love California and I love Californians. I hate the politics in California. I hate the intentional decline and the decrepitude that is creeping in. And I don't want to make this be a whole litany of all of the things I don't like about California. I've spoken about that in other videos, but I did want to talk about some of the interesting things that I experienced in Florida and actually outside of California, because I remember being in Texas. And I would say one thing people always are talking about are the bugs in Florida. And I'm very happy to say that I don't have any issues with bugs. We are not in an area where there are bugs. I don't know if they're spraying the sky to get rid of mosquitoes or whatever, but I've gotten mosquito bites in California and I've had a few here, but it's nothing like I thought it would be. But in Texas, oh my gosh, it was unbelievable. It was like I was doing this the whole time and there were all kinds of bugs I had never seen before. Tiny ones. I know there's no CMs, which you can't see, but there were all sorts of other flying things. And I felt like I didn't care for that at all. People are talking about how hot it is in Texas and people will say to me here, oh my gosh, what about the heat? Well, I'm like an orchid. I thrive in the humidity. I spent most of my life when I wasn't in California, I was in Morocco, and Morocco is also very similar to California in the topography. There's mountains where you can ski. There are deserts. There are the lush agricultural areas. There's the beach, the coastline. So it's very, very similar, very much. It's about the size of California, I think, as well. But there's also a desert, and I lived in the desert. And I lived in the desert. I actually lived in the Palm Springs area for a while. And I love the desert, but my skin and my eyes and my nose and my throat do not like the dry air. Give me a thumbs up if you can relate to that. I thrive in the humidity. My skin feels so much better. I sleep better. I don't wake up with a dry mouth. My eyes are so much better. I have not been sick since I've been here. I don't get sick really anyway, but I am thriving in the heat. My husband and I are coastal people. We love being in an area where you are close to the beach. And in Florida, I think it's like you're 2.5 hours. If you're even in the center of the country, feels like another country, in the center of the state, you're very close to either coastline. And it's so unique because Florida is a peninsula. So you've got water all around you. And because of the land and it being a peninsula and there being a lot of wind, maybe it's just where I am, but there's a lot of wind. So if they try to spray in the air, it doesn't stick around where I am. So I would say for both me and my husband, experiencing blue skies in Florida is unbelievable. Let me share with you a couple of pictures. Okay, this is just a random video that I think I took while my husband, let's get it in focus. This is a random video that I took. I think we were on the freeway as my husband was driving. It's showing a little faded for some reason. It is a clear blue sky with white puffy clouds. I don't know if those are engineered clouds or not. There's my little, this is at the beach. Clear blue sky. You never see that in Orange County at all. It's always a milky sky. I do not recall the last time that I saw a blue sky, not only in Orange County, but pretty much anywhere in California. This is California. This is September 3rd. I took this on the freeway. You can't see it, but there are actually, that's like a hill right there, completely shrouded in a milky gray, smoky, and this is September. And anybody who's a lifelong Californian like I am, you know that September, that's like the clear, crisp, just cool, bright, clean, sparkly weather. This is disgusting. And I just really, I lost my ability to tolerate that. So, and you know, I've been speaking out against it. I'm doing what I can to bring awareness. And It's absolutely despicable. Here's another one. This is San Clemente. This is actually from my dashboard. That's the sky. That's right near the beach. So compare this beach to what I just shared with you in Florida. So this is really depressing. And it is one of the most impactful things that we experienced is having clear blue skies. So I showed you the beach there in California. And then this is, they actually call this the intercoastal, but that's what it looks like in Florida. That's a picture that I took with my phone of the sky. That's how I remember the sky when I was a kid. Now, obviously, we don't have as much humidity in California, so we don't always have clouds like that, but we did have blue skies. That's a typical day. Blue sky and white clouds. Now, they do try to spray from time to time, but it doesn't really stick. So I'm glad for that. So that was something that I wanted to share with you in terms of a big thing between Florida and California. All right. The other thing that really struck me, and if you live in California, you can really appreciate that. Do you know what this is? You might not know if you live in California because they're illegal. Yes. Spraying in the sky is legal. Cutting off the body parts of children is legal. Actually, chopping up children before they're born is legal. But these are illegal because, you know, they're harmful. And this is just a thin little plastic bag. Now, I'm all in favor of keeping the environment clean. I'm a surfer. I don't want to have dirty oceans or anything. I've never seen a plastic bag in the ocean. I did find a $20 bill once when I was surfing floating by. But the thing is, outlawing this isn't the right way to go. If you want to educate people about keeping the environment clean, you can educate them instead of regulating it. So what California did some years ago is they got rid of these thin, useful plastic bags. Let me know in a comment what you use these plastic bags for, and I'll tell you what I do. They outlawed these because they said it was bad for the environment. And then they replaced them with something about 10 times as thick, like a big, I don't even have one here in Florida because they don't have them, but a big, thick plastic that you could pay 10 cents for. And then that apparently, I guess, degrades more quickly. With the logic of California, that's probably what they think. So I use these for kitty litter. I use these to wrap up leftovers. I use these to put my shoes in if I'm going somewhere. I use this for my wet bathing suit after I go swimming. I use this for if I want to put my hand in it and touch something, I don't want to get my hand dirty. I use these plastic bags. That's just right off the top of my head for so many things. And not only are these illegal in California, but the thick ones that they came out with are illegal. And years ago, they told us that we should use plastic bags so that we could save the trees. But no, they want you to use the disposable plastic bags, the reusable plastic bags, I should say. They don't want you to use the disposable ones, the reusable plastic bags that harbor bacteria that are probably made in China. And then you have to schlep them from your car to the store and back again. Now, if you want to do that, I think it's fantastic. You're a better person than I am because I don't want to do that. I'm quick running into CVS or something. I don't have those bags on hand. Now, often if they say, do you want a bag? I'll say, oh no, I don't need one if I've just got a couple of items. But I use these things. Now, when I go back to California, my sister asks me to collect these, to give them to her so she can use them for her kitty litter. And the fact is, you can still buy plastic bags online to use for your kitty litter. So it's kind of ridiculous also that in the grocery stores, they still have plastic bags for you to put your produce in. So the weird lack of logic and the hypocrisy in California is just bizarre. So I, for one, am very happy to have plastic bags in Florida. Now, the other thing I noticed in Florida is that there's hardly any waiting. So I can go into the bank, and I always recommend, I've spoken about that before, doing your banking in person, and there's really not a line. There are really not a lot of cars in the parking lot. There's just not as many people in Florida compared to California. Now, I know people that are native Floridians or who have lived here for a long time are going to say the opposite, that a lot of people have moved to Florida and that the population is exploding. And I'm sure that's true. But for me, my experience coming from a state with 40 million people to a state with about 22 million people, and I know the state of Florida by land is smaller. However, I just don't see the lines where I am. I remember driving up not long ago to a TJ Maxx, and I thought, oh, is the store closed? Because there were hardly any cars in the parking lot. No, the store was open. There's just not that many people around. It's amazing to me. And at the grocery stores, I love Publix, by the way. It's a family-owned grocery store. At Publix, you walk in and there are people greeting you. Hello. There is a checker at the cashier at the checkout line and somebody to bag your groceries. Unlike in California, where they want everything to be self-check, I simply don't participate in that. The people are friendly. And here's the other thing. And if you've lived in California and haven't lived or traveled in other places, you may not realize it, but in other states, people, they slow down. They talk to you. They have a conversation with you in line. People are friendly. The other interesting thing about where I am in Florida is that a lot of people are here. They are transplants. Somebody put in the comments that they're a political refugee. I feel like we're kind of political refugees as well. Many people are here that chose to live in Florida. And there is a shared camaraderie of interest and support and encouragement, talking about where you came from and why. It's really fascinating to have those conversations. I'm going to end up the video with a funny interaction that I had with somebody just today at the gas station. So the other thing that happened along the kind of small town feel of, you know, going to stores and not having to wait, plenty of parking spots in the parking lot, friendly people willing to have a chat, no rushing or anything. We had some kind of error on one, like a utility bill. And my husband said, well, we'll just go in and we'll fix it. And I'm like, well, don't you think we need to do everything in writing and do it online? He's like, no, I'll show you where we can go. We go in. It was just a misspelling on our name. And the woman takes out a little post-it note. First of all, we walk right up. There's no line, no waiting. An actual human being, just friendly as can be. So she takes a post-it note and she writes on it. And she said, oh, I'll fix this, you know, for the next cycle. And I looked at my husband, I'm like, oh yeah, right. Like that's going to get done. Sure enough, it was fixed. So it's just a small town vibe that I really haven't experienced since living in Morocco, you know, decades ago. So I've experienced a slower pace of life. People are friendly. They take time. Of course, it's a mixed bag. There are friendly people everywhere you go and probably not friendly people everywhere you go. I find here people are not that riveted on politics. They actually are out there living. However, I think it's going to be fascinating as the election gets closer, and there are plenty of Trump rallies in South Florida. People are already inviting me to different events around South Florida, and I really appreciate that. So I'm just going to wrap up. I'll have many more videos on this where we can talk about the differences. I will say that when you go into CVS, for example, there's no lock on the bathroom door, meaning to get in. Like in Orange County, you have to get a code from the cashier to get in, I guess, so the homeless people don't go in there. I have no idea, but it's so weird. All of that, it just adds a sense of anxiety and hostility and oppression. There's no sense of freedom anymore where I was in Orange County or California, where everything was locked, things were run down. You know, you kind of were worried about the crime and all of that. It's just so, so sad that was happening. And the other thing, you don't have the all gender bathrooms. Okay. There's a men's and a women's, a gents and a ladies. And it's like, that was a breath of fresh air. Now, maybe where you live, that's normal. But in Orange County, everything has to be all gender, you know, tampons in the boys' bathroom and all. So to be in like a normal environment, it's unbelievable. The level of anxiety, my anxiety that has dropped, the feelings of hostility and danger that I was fending off. I am far more effective when I take a breather from California. I'm in California frequently, and I obviously, for the reasons I spoke about, and I love so much about California, but I want to end on this note. I thought it was kind of funny. So I was at the gas station and I'm pumping the gas and some guy comes up, he's got a motorcycle helmet on, and I've been through my personal protection training and so forth. So if anyone approaches me, I'm always a little bit on yellow, meaning I'm on alert, like, okay, what's going on here? I'm just, you know, you just have to be that way, at least in Orange County in California. So this fellow comes up and maybe he looked at me because I was a little bit like getting ready to have my distance. Isn't that sad that you have to live that way? I guess you don't have to. And he said, oh, excuse me, do you speak English? I guess I had my sunglasses on and I said, oh, yes, I do. And I could hear he had a little Southern accent. And he said, I'm just trying to figure out which way I go south and so forth. And he was on a motorcycle with his wife. And we had a nice little chat about the tornado and the hurricanes and so forth. He's from South Florida, but the central part of the state, and wasn't really familiar with this area. So it was a good lesson for me also. It was just a wonderful interaction for me. And I don't know why he thought I didn't speak English, other than my little hesitancy probably gave it away. And I really liked that interaction. I love that people come up, strike up a conversation, and it was just added to my day. So there's a glimpse of what Florida is like from my perspective. Thank you, everybody, for being on board. I really appreciate you. Tomorrow, I'm going to be sharing some of your stories, your cards and letters, and you're sharing with me some of the things that you've been going through. So stay tuned for that. I really appreciate having you on board, and I'll look forward to seeing you in tomorrow's broadcast.